All right, good morning. My name is Dave Vedani. I'm Principal Program Manager in Dynamics CRM Group. I'm responsible for the cross-platform analytics for the product. Today we'll be talking about the reporting and analytics that we are introducing in Dynamics CRM 2016. If you recall from the keynote that Satya gave, one of the key focus of Microsoft going forward is to put intelligence in all the systems that we build to empower everyone. And we are marching towards that goal and trying to put all those capabilities in CRM as well. We have taken some steps in that direction, and we have put some capabilities in the CRM product, and I'm going to be talking about those. In particular, I'll be focused on two aspects. I'll be talking about the reporting capabilities that we have added in the product and the advanced analytics capabilities, which leverage the machine learning to serve some of the use cases. And I'll talk about those and give a demo of those. In terms of reporting, one of the main areas where we have invested in is integration with Power BI. Power BI is a powerful reporting and analytics tool. And what you will see, there are three key capabilities that we have added. One is we will now have personalized self-service BI available through Power BI integration with CRM. We'll have improved Power BI content packs for you to be able to do out-of-the-box sales and service analytics and reporting. And for enterprise BI, we have a solution template that will help scale the analytics or the reporting across huge amount of data. In advanced analytics, we'll be looking at two key areas. One is the embedded insights out of the CRM product. There are four key capabilities that I'll talk about: cross-sell recommendation, knowledge article recommendation, automatic case topic analysis, and similar case suggestion. These are targeted for sales professionals or service professionals. And then we have a different capability served with Cortana Intelligence Suite. That would be opportunity scoring. And I'll highlight the differences between the embedded insights out of CRM and the one from CRM, but leveraging the Cortana Intelligence Suite solution. Talking of Power BI, so there are five key capabilities five big areas of improvement that I'll talk about. The first and foremost is the performance and the interface improvement. The second one is in the area of personalized and self-service BI for the regular CRM users. We'll look into the immersive full power of Power BI available from within CRM. We'll look at the analysis and content pack improvements for the sales and service managers, and then the enterprise analysis improvements and the solution templates available for Power BI. So, in terms of the performance and interface improvement, what we have in 2016 is the new web API that supports OData V4. OData V4 has newer capabilities which help with the batch query, have the batch query support, and improve the performance. We have support for the navigational properties as well. In terms of the analysis in the content pack, we have improved the content pack themselves. And with the performance improvements that we have in the interface between Power BI and CRM, we are able to have improved performance for the content packs as well. And content pack rely and use the new OData V4 interface. And what you'll see is how we can embed the tiles and the dashboards the tiles from the Power BI reports right into the CRM and be able to go into Power BI dashboards right from within CRM. Going deeper into the performance and the interface improvements. So Power BI now supports Power Query. Power Query from Power BI now supports the dynamic CRM V4 endpoint, which uses the CRM web API from within Power BI. We are able to extract the slices of data for personalized BI or team BI rather than pulling the entire data set, the entire CRM data set into Power BI when you connect directly to it. As a result, what we see is more than 10x performance improvement. Part of that is resulting from the OData API improvements. Part of that results from the improvements in the data refresh time. Part of that results from the size of data that we bring over. And part of that also results from the size that we bring over. So we now have JSON format for the data that is shipped from CRM to Power BI, and we compress it along the way. That results in less amount of data, less volume of data shipped, but the same amount of data that's available in Power BI to analyze. Also, we have simplified metadata for option sets, currency, lookup fields, and those are available as simple data types. So how does personal BI with dynamic CRM data work? So we have our CRM system. The end users want to create their own reports. Today, we have the capability from within the system, but that has limitations. Power BI is a super powerful tool that allows many different kinds of reports and analysis to be done. To enable that, we extract the data from Power BI using the OData version 4 API. We can set the schedule at which we want to refresh data in our target destination, from where we get the new batch of data at the scheduled refresh time. We pull that into Power BI, where we can then do the analysis for our reports, the content packs, and render those on the screens. It's the same familiar Power BI tool where people are used to look at the reports for other reasons, other purposes, or other data sources. They can now leverage Power BI for CRM reporting. Power BI is available across all devices. With Power BI Desktop, it can be available even when from the cloud, even when the cloud is not available, it can be available when you're offline as well. There are capabilities to share and collaborate from Power BI. You could annotate and send the tiles across to your groups and get feedback. You could share the content pack. You can share the reports with your peers. The most important part is that now you can do the self-service ETL. You decide what data you want to pull over. You decide what frequency you want to refresh data at. You decide how much data you want to pull over. You decide what kind of analytics and reports you do, and tap into the power of Power BI and bring that reports and analysis back into CRM. And we'll look at the demo in a short while. So that's the power of the self-service and personal BI. This is what I was talking about in terms of embedding Power BI tile inside CRM. So this is what you see on the far left is the CRM screen, which has the Power BI tiles embedded in the CRM dashboard. There's a simple configuration that allows you to add a Power BI tile to that dashboard. Once you click into any of these tiles, you have an immersive drill through to the Power BI report, and that's the Power BI report that shows up the entire dashboard, shows up in the CRM, on the CRM screen. And you can interact with it right there. You could view, you could filter, you could play around with the report right there inside CRM. On the content pack side, we have improved the overall out-of-the-box sales analytics content pack. This is the sales manager dashboard, one of the screens, which talks about the revenues, so far revenues in the quarter, win rate, various parameters, how you're doing against your targets, and so on and so forth. So a lot of improvements done in the content pack as well. I'll show that in one of the demos as well. And then there are content pack improvements for the Power BI Sales Manager pack. And there are metrics and charts which measure the customer service performance across teams, the SLAs, the incoming cases, the resolved cases, trends in terms of cases. You could look at the resolved or escalated trends. All of this, again, uses the OData V4 as shared earlier. And in terms of the enterprise BI, that's a relatively involved solution. What we have is a solution template for sales where we have capability to pull data out of CRM to an external target. It could be Azure SQL, could be Azure Data Warehouse, where you could pull a huge amount of data into that SQL store. You could potentially combine that data with other data sources, Dynamics, AX, SAP, or other data sources that you want to do your joint reports with, build your cubes in the central data warehouse, and then connect your Power BI to that data warehouse and run the strategic reporting, leadership reporting, year-over-year reporting, long-term reporting through that. There are various capabilities that this solution brings. You get auto-refresh of data as data is changing on the source side, on the CRM side. You get the incremental data available on the Azure SQL. And then you can use that on your Power BI through this end-to-end solution and get the incremental reports going forward. So unlike the self-service and personalized BI, where you work with a limited amount of data, here you can have access to the entire CRM data set if you want to, or a huge amount of data, and you have the ability to combine that again with huge amount of external third-party data as well. So I'll switch to demo now, and we'll go into the Power BI capabilities. First, I'll cover the enterprise integration, and then go to the personal BI reporting. So this is the Power BI landing page. And what we have here is, under solutions, we have solution templates. When you go to the solution templates, one of the templates that you will see there is the sales management for Dynamics CRM. When you click on learn more, what you will see is screenshot or some screens here of the reports that you will end up seeing when the eventual, when the final export and connection to Power BI is done. Over here, there are 5 dashboards. Let me go to dashboard number 2 here. So what you have here is the sales performance for your team. You have 3 members in the team, and you're looking at the sales performance month to date, quarter to date, and year to date for last 3 years, compared those to the previous years. You could go right there and look at individual numbers for different values. You can select individual members and look at their performance, and you can look at their overall performance of your team. To enable that, now what I'll go into is how this solution template simplifies the connectivity across these multiple data sources and helps the users or the CRM users to focus more on reporting and analytics rather than the plumbing that goes behind it. The solution template takes care of the plumbing that goes to build this report. So if I go back to this screen here, I'll go ahead and start installing. So what we have here in this template is it gives us the option to select the CRM instance. We can connect to online as well as the on-premise instance here. And for the demo, we'll connect to the online instance. You can import data into Power BI, or you can import into an analysis service, where Power BI talks directly to the analysis service. Let's leave this to Power BI here. And then you could export the data from CRM into SQL Server or Azure SQL. For demo, we will export the data from CRM online into Azure SQL and then import that directly into Power BI. So in order to use the service, one has to create a Scribe account. You could play around with the solution template. Scribe gives you 90-day trial period account where you can create an account and try this out. Over here, I will use an existing user account. So now that the Scribe account is validated, it shows the organization that we are trying to sync and the tag that I gave there. Clicking next takes us to the CRM screen. The Power BI, the CRM online account credentials need to be entered here. And I just want to make sure I enter the right password here. And need to select the organization that you want to pull data from into Azure. And I'll validate the credentials here. Once validated, I'll go to the next screen where I'll give the credentials for the Azure account, the Azure SQL, where I want to export data to. So it's successfully validated. So now we have the Scribe account connected. We have the Dynamics Online CRM Online connected. And next we will give the Azure SQL credentials. Once again, we first validate it. Once we do that, it will give us, once connected to the Azure SQL, it will give us the list of databases to which we want, from which we can select one and decide where we want to export our CRM data to. So as you can see, the plumbing for connecting CRM through Scribe to Azure SQL, and then you'll see soon the Power BI content pack is all done through set of screens where you enter your credentials and the organization that you want to pull data from. And once you have it, you're ready to go with your experience of the screens that I showed you earlier for the Enterprise BI. Those are the out-of-the-box or the templates that we have provided. Of course, you can go ahead and play with it, play around with that and change it and you know, whatever entities or fields that you want to pull, the reports that you want to work with, you can do all those changes to it. So now that this is validated, I'll use one of the test databases to push the data to. And this gives us from which, what's the start of your fiscal year, how frequently do you want to refresh? Right now, I'll set it to none. I click next. And we have a screen here which asks us to verify the information, and you can do download and run. When you do download and run, the first thing it shows you is the Power BI content pack corresponding to this solution template that we have created. You can download this, and once all the data has been exported from CRM into Azure SQL, you can see the reports in your Power BI screens. I'll not wait for this to finish. This will take a few minutes, but essentially, at the end of it, you'll see the screens that I shared earlier in this demo. Let me go to the other demo for the Power BI self-service and personalized experience. So, we are connected to it. There you go. Never get it right in the first time when you have so many passwords to remember. All right, so we'll look at the sales dashboard where we have the tiles brought in from Power BI, and I'll walk through including one more tile into the dashboard and how we can go from that tile back to Power BI. So this is the dashboard I created earlier today morning. This is a 3x2 or 2x3, if you may, dashboard. And all the tiles that you have here are brought over from Power BI. One can click into this and get the Power BI report right there on the CRM screen. And you can see that you have all the other tiles that are part of this report that you use in the CRM dashboard. So over here you have in this report, and this is the content pack that we have for the sales managers, for the sales performance analysis. So we have sales performance tab where you have the revenues won so far, the number of deals that you have had, the rate at which you're closing, what's the average deal size, and so on and so forth. Then there are other dashboards for, you know, there's a leadership dashboard. As you see that, not only do you have these dashboards, but you also have the controls on the left here where you can decide to filter. And there are more filters available on the right side here which let you decide for how much amount of data do you want to see in these reports. Going further in the list of dashboards here, so we have the win-loss analysis by the industry, by territory, by owners. You could drill down in various ways. You can look at the trends, both for revenues as well as win-loss trends. You can look at the top deals, the pipeline leadership, sales activity, open activities, lead activities, and the account analysis. All these dashboards are available out of the box as part of the sales content pack. There's a similar content pack for service as well. And if I want to let's say add a new dashboard from Power BI, I can go there and create a new dashboard. And we have a Power BI icon here, or we can go to these three lines and add a Power BI tile. So once I do that, you know, the credentials that are used for logging into CRM are the same as that for Power BI. So you have to authenticate once at the beginning, but after that, it is straightforward integration for these two tools. So let me add a Power BI tile. If I can make it work here. So sales manager, and these are all the tiles that we have that we can bring over. So if I want to look at one, let's say, top one opportunities this year, that will now show up in the, well, maybe this was the tile I had selected. I have to first select the tile in which I want to import, and then that's where I can import the tile. So that's the Power BI integration. So that's on the reporting side. So we have self-service BI, Power, personalized BI, enterprise BI, all simplified and leveraging the powerful Power BI reporting capabilities. So now for the rest of the presentation, I'll be talking about the analytics capabilities that we have in the product. So as discussed, we have two kinds of machine learning driven analytics capabilities. One we call what we call as embedded insights, where the users have ability to configure what they want to do in the specific use cases, but the algorithms behind the scenes, the connectivity to the Azure machine learning and various other tools, that the plumbing that happens is all behind the scenes and not made available or visible to the end users. The other one is which leverages the Cortana Intelligence Suite, where we have the ability for the users to evaluate and fine-tune the algorithms or the features that they want to use, and have a have more control over the analytics that they want to have for their use cases. So the first one that we'll see the demo of is the cross-sell recommendations. So cross-sell recommendations is the capability or a feature that gives the probability of ability to sell a new or different product to the same customer in an order or a quote or an opportunity that we are pursuing with a customer. So the probability is will determine whether you want to invest or add that cross-sell the product into your opportunities or not. The way the system works, as I mentioned, is integrated with the Azure ML recommendation APIs. You can configure and build the recommendation model inside the CRM. You look at the historical opportunities, you look at the historical quotes and sales data, and there's a model that works behind the scenes to provide the suggestions for the products that you can include for the new opportunities that you're evaluating or the quotes and orders that you're looking at. The next capability that we look into is the suggestions on the knowledge articles. So as new cases arrive, this capability is able to pull out the knowledge articles that are relevant for the new case based on the analysis of the articles that exist already in the system. In order to do that, it extracts the key phrases and the keywords from the cases that already exist. It looks at the textual context of the activities, the entire case fields which have text in their notes and attachments, and pulls out the keywords and key phrases and builds a knowledge base, which is then referred to when new cases arrive to derive the you know, suggestions for the knowledge articles. This is tightly integrated with the Azure ML Text Analytics API. And once again, this is an embedded insight in Dynamics CRM. There are a few controls and knobs that you will see that we can work with. What we also have is the topic analysis. As your cases arrive, topic analysis feature is able to extract the main topics that are part of those cases or the topics for which the cases are being filed. Once again, you look at the last few cases that have you know, few weeks or few months of cases. You look at those and extract the key topics from those. Again, leverage the machine learning text Analytics API of Azure. You have the capability to configure the number of topics you want to extract. You can look at the cases and their activities and other textual data in there. So what you see as a result of this topic analysis is right there in the middle, the word cloud. With the bigger the font of the word cloud, the more prominent that topic was in the cases that are coming in. And finally, on the embedded insight side, we have the suggestions on similar cases. Similar to knowledge articles, when new cases arrive, we are able to pull. The way it works is we look at the historical cases, we analyze those, and we have the keywords and key phrases for those, which we are then able to have in our repository. And as new cases arrive, we are able to compare the similar keywords and phrases that appear in the new case with our historical database and able to pull the similar cases. This, again, leverages the Azure ML Text Analytics API and works on the cases along with the activities, the notes, to extract the keywords and key phrases. And what you have here is a case in the background, and corresponding to that, we have pulled other similar cases that one could look at. Again, the last three capabilities on the similar cases, the knowledge article suggestions and the topics analysis are targeted for the sales managers, for the service managers, and then the cross-sell recommendation is targeted for the sales managers. These are four embedded insights which leverage machine learning that we'll talk about. And then we have the analytics feature, predictive opportunity scoring, available from which leveraging Cortana Intelligence Suite. This provides, what predictive opportunity scoring does is provides the probability of winning an opportunity. This it does based on the analysis of the historical opportunities, accounts, and various other features of the data for won opportunities or the lost opportunities, and uses that to build a model and then predict what opportunities that are in the pipeline have higher probability of win, scores them in an order, and helps the salespeople focus on the opportunities where they potentially will have a larger probability to win. In order to enable this, we have an end-to-end Cortana intelligence solution template. That template provides us capability, again, the same way as we saw on the enterprise BI, Power BI connectivity. It gives the connectivity from CRM to Azure instances, pulls the right machine learning algorithms. In this case, it's the boosted decision tree, and have the storage right there where you can do your analysis, have the key vault created for you in Azure, and take all that data, that analysis, and push back the scores, along with the explanation of why it thinks that there will be less probability to win, or why there will be high probability to win, and as well as prescribe what the next best action that you can take on that opportunity to improve the probability to win. It is extensible in the sense that you have access to the full code. The code is available online. You can download it. You can configure it to the way you want. You can add your own features, custom features in it, or custom entities, data into it. You can change the algorithm depending on what you think is best for your use case. Essentially, you can evaluate this. You can tune it. You can customize it and deploy it in your environment. For all these machine learning capabilities, one thing that we need to do is to bring the Azure subscription for the products that enable that. So it could be the cognitive APIs, could be the text analytics API, could be the storage that is needed to support the analytics or the temporary data, could be the key vault or any such requirements. And all those are part of the documentation, what you need to bring for enabling these features. Of the five features that I talked, the first four, the embedded insights, are currently in preview. And the opportunity scoring is available to download from one of the sites. And this is the architecture that I was talking about that is done behind the scenes to enable the opportunity scoring. So we have a CRM admin on the top left, installs the opportunity scoring application, connects to the Azure subscription, where all the resources needed to enable the enable this compute and analysis are provisioned. Once that happens, one can pull data from CRM online. The opportunity data and other relevant data that is needed for doing the modeling is pulled. There is modeling that happens on the Azure side and the scoring that happens. And once that happens, then the data is pushed out back to CRM. There is a frequency of, you can define how frequently you want to do the scoring. You can define how frequently you want to do build a new model. You can decide how much data you want to include in there, what features you want to work with, what kind of messages you want to send out for prescription, for explanation of opportunities that you can win or lose. So there's a lot that you can do with this over here. So essentially what we have is, over here is an example of customer engagement for a sales person, and how machine learning and the analytics capabilities that we have out of the box in the system help with the productivity of the salesperson, help with the revenues uptick. So starting all the way from on the left where you're qualifying the lead, one can automatically create lead from, let's say in this case, your social engagement post. You follow up with the lead, you make the call. You could then decide what you want to do with the lead, whether you want to pursue this lead or not. You can apply the predictive lead scoring to prioritize which leads you want to focus on. Now you move from qualify to develop phase, where now it is a concrete opportunity, and you are trying to figure out, of all the opportunities, which opportunity you need to focus on. So you can leverage the predictive opportunity scoring to decide and figure out where to focus. If this is an existing customer, you can recommend new products, you can cross-sell or upsell depending on where the customer is in the in your customer chart. And then finally, you can analyze your pipeline with Power BI and apply all these capabilities to simplify, improve the productivity, and improve the revenues and turnaround for your goals. So I'll quickly jump to the demo here. So the first demo that we look at is cross-sell recommendations. So let me first show how that looks like in the product, and then I'll go through how to go about doing the setup for that. So the cross-sell recommendation is visible in opportunities. So when you go to the opportunities, and in this case, open opportunities, and let's say exchange enterprise for sales department over here. What you will see as you scroll down on the screen here is the product line items. So there are two product line items in this opportunity. One is the Exchange Server, the other is the Azure CDN, I think. And there's a column here, suggestions, where you have a link which will tell you for this particular opportunity, for these product items, what are the other cross-sell opportunities. And when you go there, you could see that what the algorithm is recommending is that you have these other products that you can add to the opportunity. They have a probability associated with that or a rating associated with that. And you can pick those and add to the list. And when you pick those become available in the sorry, come again? Zoom in? Okay. Sure. Is this better? Slightly. Okay, let's see if I can make it bigger. Okay. Yeah, I think that's the limitation on the resolution of the screen there, because once I make it that big, my lower half becomes really difficult to view here. But let's see how far we can go with this, otherwise I might have to reduce the the zoom. So let me just walk through one more example here. So for this opportunity, we have the product line items here. And what you see for each of the product line items is a column which gives you the suggestions on what are the products that can be added for this opportunity. So let's say for Azure CDN, if I click on the suggestions here, it tells me that, I'll have to zoom out here. So it tells me that I can add Win Enterprise Upgrade, or I can add Office 365. I can pick one of those and add it to the list. And now your opportunity has four items that you want to pursue with this prospect. So this is how opportunity, the cross-sell opportunity, or the cross-sell recommendation shows up in the product. I'll show you how to do the setup for this one. So to do the setup, we go to settings and product catalog over there. Well, actually, before I go into that, let me tell you where you can get the Azure subscription for all of these going. So in settings, administration, you have two new items. One is Azure Machine Learning Recommendation Service Configuration and Azure Machine Learning Text Analytics Service Configuration. Depending on which feature you want to use and enable, you go in and configure your Azure subscription in there. So what you have there is your service URL, your account key, and enter your subscription information over there. The other thing that you could do here is you need to enable some of these features, as I mentioned earlier, are in public preview right now. So you need to go to administration, system settings, and previews, and select the feature that you want to preview. So we have cross-sell text analytics features in preview mode right now. So once you have that set up, you can now go to set up the cross-sell recommendation. For cross-sell recommendation, you go to settings, go to product catalogs. So over there, what you have is this new item called product recommendation. In the past, there was an ability to add the new products by yourself. So you could say that for this product, this other product should always be recommended. So what you had available in the past was you could go to these products and manually add another product. But with this cross-sell recommendation capability, what you have is an algorithm that decides and scores different products that you can sell along with this product for an opportunity. So what you had in the past, as you can see here, is you can establish the product relationships where you can say for this product, in this case CIS, ST standard, you can add other products along with it. And those products can now then be made available for, let's say I add Dynamics CRM. So let's say I add the basic license here, and I can decide what kind of relationship it has with the other product, upsell, cross-sell, and the direction, whether it is unidirectional or bidirectional, and I can save that and add it to this product cross-sell opportunity. This is how it used to be in the past, but now with cross-sell recommendation powered by machine learning, you have the ability to configure your machine learning for enabling that. So let me go to that capability here. So you go to settings, product catalog, and product recommendations. What you'll see here is a set of configurations that you can choose that will power your machine learning. So let me zoom in a little here. So how many recommendations I want to provide for each product? What is the minimum score for the product recommendation that qualifies that product to be recommended for cross-sell? For the cross-sell linking that I just showed you that was available, that you could manually link to products, what is the default score that I should give to those, and how can I combine my own ratings or my own linking of products with this machine learning algorithm? Once I define these parameters, I can create versions of this model. So I can say, well, my new version is I need to recommend 5 products with the rating of 0.35 minimum bar, and don't include my own or our own cross-sell link products. We also have the built-in metrics which tell us how good our model is. So a catalog coverage tells us of our products available, how many are covered through the model. A higher number is better. And a percentile rank tells us that of the cross-sell recommendations that we have, how often are we correct? And again, this is the rank, so the lower rank is better. So the way the cross-sell recommendation works is you give it a set of basket data entities. What that means is you give it the historical data around of opportunities, the historical data of order and quotes, and it takes in all the data. You can decide whether you want last 2 years of data, last 1 year of data, the one opportunities data. You could choose and figure what data you want to pull in and build your model based on that. And you can decide where you want to apply your product recommendations to. So you could decide to apply the product recommendations for the product items in opportunities or orders or codes, and you can configure that as you want. So in this case, let's say in the basket entity opportunities, so you decide that I want to pull data from opportunities to push into my machine learning model, and I will use that to decide what products to recommend. So what you have here is opportunity as one of the inputs for your machine learning algorithm. It looks up the account field, looks up at the existing products, and you can decide or filter which products you want to include and how you want to filter, whether you want to focus only on the one opportunities, you want to focus only on the last 6 months of opportunities, depending on what criteria is relevant for your scenario. You could decide that I want to focus on opportunities for 2 times the number of months it takes me to close an opportunity. So that way I'm looking at, let's say, 4 times the data of opportunities that I work with at any point in time. And the other thing that you have in the recommendation model is it will tell you, you can have all these versions, as I said. Right now we have only one version where we have 37% coverage of catalog and the percentile rank of 30. You could play around with the configurations that I said, you know, shared with you earlier. You could choose different entities, you could choose different filters, and use that to improve your opportunity score here, the cross-sell recommendation score here. So this is how you can configure your cross-sell recommendation. I'll now quickly go to the other demo for the service managers, which is around knowledge article suggestions, similar case suggestions, and the topics analysis. So for that, I go to let's go to how those look like first, and then we'll go how to configure those. So for the knowledge article suggestion and the similar case suggestion, we go to the list of cases here, and let me pull one of the cases which has that, which we have looked at for sure in the past. And I pull up one of these cases. This case says damaged during shipment. And what you have here is the knowledge base records corresponding to this case. So when you go there, you see all the keywords and key phrases show up here, and corresponding to those, the knowledge articles that are similar to the case, that are applicable to the case that you are looking at, show up on the right-hand side here. In terms of, you know, the algorithm that it uses behind the scenes, of course, it applies machine learning to extract the keywords and key phrases and does the indexing and looks for data. It is able to, you know, the similar algorithm applies also for the similar cases suggestion. So let me show that as well, and then I'll go into how to set those up. So let's look at the other. The other case that we had here. So when we go in here, what you'll see on the top left here is a link find for similar cases. So for this damage during shipment, I have this link for similar cases, and a new window pops up that shows us the similar cases and a small, you know, brief summary of those cases over here. So in this case, contact information required, damage during shipment sample, the other one that we had. So it was able to look into the content, the text of the case that just arrived, and able to pull the relevant cases and suggest those to look into, so that it helps with the productivity and turnaround time of the case resolution. In order to set this up, what we have is you go to, settings and service management. In service management, you have knowledge search field settings. So you could go there and you would see that we have configured the KB search for our scenario, demo scenario here. We have maximum number of 15 keywords and key phrases extracted from each case, and you know, we have given what exact fields that we want to look into to do the extraction. So in this case, we look at case entity and the case title. We look at the case description. We look at the notes description and title. And we look at the activity description and subject. And what we have is, you know, the source entity's case. Currently, it works for cases. And we have the maximum number of key phrases that we extract, 15. One other thing that you have to make sure is that your entities are enabled for knowledge. So that can be set through different configuration here. So you go to settings and customizations. And you can customize the system here. In this case, we'll go and customize a case and enable that for knowledge. For the demo system, it's already done, so we already have that. But you could enable any other entity for knowledge and be able to extract the, apply that for similar applications. So once I do that, it popped up this new window, and I can go to entities and go to case. So what you see here is that case is already enabled for knowledge, but there is an ability to enable that also in case it wasn't. So you would see here that case is already enabled for knowledge management. So it's part of knowledge management already checked here. But in case it isn't, you could go to the form. And choose case here. Oh, which pulls up a new window on my second screen. And when you double click here, you can see that there is knowledge base setting, search setting, and you could enable it for text analytics. In the past, there was only one field value that you could select for knowledge that you could apply for filtering. But now the entire text from your case, from your activities and subjects and notes can be included here. You could go into for your similar case suggestions, you go into settings and data management, and you have similar record suggestions. The reason it's in the data management is because you could apply that for document suggestions as well. And as you see here, that we have four different rules that we have created here, one for similar cases, one for opportunity match, opportunity rule, and similar docs. So I think two of those are already working here, these similar docs and similar cases, which are active. Let me go into similar cases, where you can look into a case and suggest new cases. The use case for similar docs is that when you are looking at opportunities and you want to look at the similar the documents that will apply for that opportunity, the similar docs machine learning algorithm or the feature leverages machine learning to identify the docs from similar opportunities and the similar documents that would be relevant for your opportunity. In this case, this is relevant for the service manager for identifying similar cases. The source entity, again, is the case here. And you use the text analytics for target match. So as I shared, there are two kinds of matches you could do. You can do exact match with the field value, which will filter the cases based on that field value. Or you can apply the text analytics for target match, which works with extraction of the keywords and key phrases from the text of the case, and then uses that to find the right case for you. And again, maximum number of key phrases here is limited to 10. And this is the criteria for matching the fields. So we have the text match for the case title. We have text match for description. Text match is not the exact match. It will extract the keywords and key phrases and match accordingly. For the activity, for note, those are four fields that we are currently looking at for subject, title of the activity, and note respectively. So this is how you can do the setting for the similar case suggestions. Now, very quickly, I'll go to two other demos. One is for the topics analysis and then the opportunity scoring. So for the topics analysis, again, I go to the service dashboard, and I look at the word cloud that is generated by the topic analysis feature. So when I go to this dashboard here and pull up the customer service manager dashboard, so what we have here on the bottom right is the case topics word cloud. We can pop it out and look at all the keywords or the topics that are emerging from analysis of the case. So we do the clustering of all the text that is made available from the cases and create this topic cloud. You could click on any of these topics and dig into what cases correspond to that. So when I do that, a window has opened up here, which shows you the cases that correspond to the topic customer. Or I can go to any other topic and see that over here as well. So this helps with the again, you know, zooming into what exact topics are emerging, and for a service manager to figure out the right way to handle it. Maybe a knowledge article needs to be written, or maybe some fixes need to be rolled out that will take care of these topics in a faster way. So in order to enable that, again, we have settings, service management, and a tab for the topic analysis, or entry for topic analysis. We go in there, and we can configure that similar way to other configurations that we had. So we could define, in this case, there is the clustering algorithm that is deployed behind the scenes. So we define the frequency of how often we want to apply that. We need to define how many maximum topics we want to extract. So in this case, we have 50 topics that we are extracting, and we are doing it daily, on a daily basis. And more configurations around notes and activities data that we will look into to do the topics analysis. When we click on that, what we see is these are the entities and their corresponding fields that we will look into for the topics analysis. And again, one other capability that I did not talk about earlier, you can test your model that you have. So the recommendation, cross-cell recommendation for case topic analysis, there is a capability to test it right there. So you can see that when it supplied what topics emerged. It doesn't tag the actual cases with those topics as of yet, so it is not going to apply the result to your CRM database unless you deploy it, but this is the way to test it before you deploy it. So these are four embedded insights driven by machine learning that we have in CRM out of the box. Now I'll jump to the opportunity scoring, which is made available from the Cortana Intelligence Suite, and the source code for that is available as well. So let me quickly walk through that demo, and then we can go to questions and answers. And I have to log into another system, so I need to pull out the right URL for that. So what you would see here is that we have a list of open opportunities. And for the opportunities, there is a score which tells us what is the probability of us winning that opportunity. And one can use that score to prioritize the focus. It will also tell us why the opportunity score is high, if it is high, or it will prescribe what else you can do to improve the opportunity, whether it is high or low. To go to sales and opportunities. Go to the open opportunities here. So here is the list of open opportunities. And let me pull a couple of opportunities from here. So let's say this one, marketing lead. And when I go in there, what you would see, I mean, there was score available on the previous sheet as well. I did not go into that one, but what you have on the top right is the score status, which tells you the score, which is 0.48 in this case, a warm opportunity, and the area of improvement is, in this case, it appears that when this kind of product is being sold, then there is relatively lower score. Now, this is a user-created text message, so you can decide what exactly is the message or what exactly is the action that you want to prescribe here, but in this particular case, the person who created the demo thought that this was the product name that is contributing to the lower score. Similarly, one could look at another opportunity where the score may be high, and we have CRM error. Okay, I'll restart this one. Oh, we have it here, it's not gone. So we just looked at this one. Let's look at this other one. And that has a score of 0.793, and this opportunity is hot. And the reason it considers this hot is because the estimated value of the opportunity is increasing the score for this opportunity. So in order to set this up, the opportunity scoring, as I said, there is source code that you can download. And I typically don't remember the site, so I just search for opportunity score on Bing. And opportunity scoring. And the first link here is the one that where the source code is. So we have a site dedicated for opportunity scoring, which tells us, which has a documentation on how to download it, how to install it, how to configure it, and apply it into your CRM system, and you know, use it for your own application. Again, you can configure it. You can define your own entities that you want to work with. You can, in this case, we use opportunity accounts, region, and many other factors. There are like 30, 40 different features that we use. You could decide to use those, or you could add your own into this and use this for your opportunity improvements. So with that, my demos are done. One thing that I wanted to add in terms of going forward with the analytics is we are continuously adding a lot more analytics features in the product. And let me quickly share how, if you are interested in engaging, we can engage in in defining and refining some of those. So typically, how we engage with prospects is we define the business scenario where predictive insights can be leveraged. We already have solutions for cross-sell and lead opportunity scoring and predictive services. But if we want to either refine that or we want to create new ones, we can co-invest in a POC where we can sign an agreement with Dynamics CRM for sharing relevant production data for a limited time to build the machine learning models. We can validate the outcomes, and a business domain owner, in this case, one of you, can help with the model validation and the test outcomes. and then we could then have the you could have access to the ML model for your specific scenarios and the recommendation on operationalizing the ML models with CRM and Cortana Intelligence could be made available. And together, we can drive and create more use cases and opportunities for implementing or using machine learning to improve the productivity in CRM. So that's mostly about it that we have in terms of the new capabilities that we are adding. But as I said, this is not all. There are a lot more that are coming, and you will hear a lot more both in terms of new features and products. But for the ones that are already available in public preview, these are the capabilities that I wanted to connect with you about. And these are the final slides that we have on Ignite. So if there are any questions, I'm happy to answer those. You can come to the microphone.
Why did you integrate with Scribe as opposed to using SSIS or logic apps?
So at the time when this was developed, Scribe was able to provide that capability for connecting to CRM for both online and on-prem. And it has its infrastructure available to do that, to pull it out from anywhere to cloud or your internal storage. So typically with logic apps, that's available on the cloud today. It can extract data from on-prem, but the connector to CRM is still not available. So Scribe is the connectivity that extracts data from CRM.
Do you have an estimate on the extra cost for the Azure subscriptions that are required?
So in terms of cost, it's typically not too high. And the reason I say that is, you know, you control how much you want to invest in Azure subscription. You control how often you want to build the model or how often you want to score. So depending on the volume and depending on the frequency at which you want to do the compute, that is what will dictate the cost. But typically, it is limited to building the model, which if you decide to do it once a month or once in a week, then it's very low compared to if you were to do every 2 hours or on a continuous basis. Similarly, on the scoring, it depends on how many cases you get or how many opportunities you are scoring. Typically, they are not huge number of opportunities that you work at any point in time, and scoring is relatively low, low compute intense or storage intensive process. So in that regard, it is limited to, you know, how much you need from the system. All right then, thank you very much.